This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford, and thanks for joining me this morning. I'm flying solo today. Jennifer Watson, who is my regular co-host, will be back with us next week, but we've got a great guest with me today, Lieutenant General Gary North, Commander of the 9th Air Force and U.S. Air Forces Central. General North is a 1976 graduate of East Carolina and just received the 2008 Outstanding Alumni Award during homecoming. General North is going to join us right here in a few minutes to talk about his time here at East Carolina and share a few stories about his time and his career in the United States Air Force. But first, let's talk, I don't want to bring up bad news, but what a tough loss for the Pirates down in Hattiesburg, down at Southern Mississippi. You know, a game, a place where we've always struggled going to, and once again, stubbed our toe in November. But thanks to Marshall and a couple other folks in the East, we still control our own destiny. We can still play in the Conference USA Championship. But today's a big day. Today's a big game. Saturday, later this evening, it's a time change for those of you who are not aware. Game originally scheduled for 4:00 will now be on WITN Channel 7 here in Eastern North Carolina, starting at 7:00 with our big Conference USA matchup against the Blazers from the University of Alabama, Birmingham. So don't forget, Pirate Radio is your home for ECU football. Get all your game day coverage on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 a.m. before the game. And then as long as fans call in after the game, pop the top on the Budweiser pregame tailgate at 3 p.m. And when the fourth quarter ends, the fifth quarter begins with the Thad's fifth quarter call-in show. Well, again, we had a great homecoming, and things tend to wind down a little bit at the Alumni Association after homecoming, but there are still many activities going on around the Pirate Nation for alumni to get involved in, from holiday parties and mixers. We have one in the New York metro area on Sunday, December 7th. The Wake County alumni will hold their holiday party at the home of Carl and Martha Davis on December 11th. And then our D.C. metro chapter will host their holiday party on Saturday, December 13th. So if you live in any of these areas, if you're listening online or to our podcast and would like to attend, please visit piratealumni.com to register today. So are you receiving Swearay magazine at home? I see that pause for an answer, and yet I'm looking out the window now and talking to my producer Shirley Rhodes. Don't you find it funny when people leave you a voicemail and they pause for an answer, like, "Hey, how you doing?"
Pause.
Yeah, then there's that pause there. So I asked the question: are you receiving Swearay magazine at home? If you're not familiar with Swearay, it's the magazine of the East Carolina Alumni Association with great feature articles that tell the story of our alumni. It has news and notes from the schools and colleges, information on legislative matters that affect East Carolina, advancement updates, and, of course, details on the Alumni Association events and activities and ways for you to stay connected to ECU. So our next issue will be out in mid-December, and it will focus on alumni in the arts. There will be features on Emmy Award winner Ray Bunch, actress Allie Hillis, renowned artist James Cromarty, and musician and former ECU professor Ralph Shoemaker. And all you need to do to ensure that you get every issue of Swearay is make a tax-deductible membership contribution to the Alumni Association today. You can do so by giving us a call at the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD or joining online at piratealumni.com/join today. So stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We will be right back. We have a great interview to bring to you with Lieutenant General Gary North after this commercial break.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573. 252-328-9573.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to welcome 2008 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient, Lieutenant General Gary North. Welcome to the show, General.
Well, thanks very much. It's great to be on Pirate Radio.
Let's start right at the very beginning and share with folks how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I grew up two blocks from the University of Virginia, so like most graduating seniors from high school, you wanted to get away from mom and dad and go out into the world. And so East Carolina was a natural with the great athletic programs and the academic programs, and it was far enough that it would be more than a day trip, if you will, for the folks to come. So I looked to it as really the first and only university to apply to, and was lucky enough to get accepted and go.
That's great. Now, talk about, were there any professors or mentors or people who stood out to you during your time here at East Carolina that may have impacted your life and your education and your future, essentially?
Well, you know, we always look at mentors, and certainly I came and I joined the Air Force ROTC early on, so the entire ROTC staff, I worked as a dorm counselor and resident advisor, and so Dean Wooten, who was the Dean of Men at the time, and then was in political science, and Dr. Tinsley Yarborough, who really taught us how to think. And I think back to the years in the time in the classes with him, and he certainly helped me sharpen the way that I thought about life. And in the Paul Mill domain in the military, I've often looked back to what he taught us in class, and I'm very proud to have been able to look back at what he taught us and use it in even today, 32 years later.
That's great. That's not the first time on this show that we've heard Tinsley Yarborough's name mentioned. It certainly has had an impact for a number of decades now here at East Carolina. He's just recently retired, but he's actually shares a funny, I guess it's a unique hobby in that he likes B cowboy movies.
Yeah.
And so just a jack of all trades there with Professor Yarborough. Talk about some of your favorite memories from your time at East Carolina that you'd like to share with listeners. You were here during an interesting time during U.S. history and a great time, as you mentioned, to be at East Carolina. What are some of your favorite memories from your time here?
Well, certainly it was 72 to 76. 72 as a freshman, graduated in 76. And as you say, in the national domain, we did a lot of things. You know, the school academic rigor and the sports, like most students, you know, you're very involved on campus. I was very involved in the Air Force ROTC and, of course, in the poli-sci department. But also, I was doing a lot of jumping, parachuting, and was part of a parachuting club there in Greenville. And actually, my senior year, I jumped in with a homecoming football, you know, during the homecoming game. And so I was very active in school, but also very active out and about. And so, you know, just all those things that you remember, the people, the activities, you know, the fun, and as well as the rigor in the academic domain. And then getting commissioned a second lieutenant and going into the Air Force to go fly was certainly a goal. I had a great time. A lot of friends from East Carolina in the military. We still stay in touch, and you'd be amazed at the alumni in the military that connect dots all over the world.
What an amazing experience to lead ball during homecoming as a student, and everywhere you turn in the military realm, it seems like there's East Carolina Pirates everywhere, and I think that has a lot to do with with being here in Eastern North Carolina and the various military installations that are here. I think there's that strong connection between the military and the university.
Well, it's even tighter net than you would think, because my deputy commander here at 9th Air Force in Afton is Major General Bill Dutch Holland, who's a 75 graduate, and the wow. former vice commander is Brigadier General retired Hugh Cameron, who's a 72 graduate. So when we all got together in our current position, we looked at the carpet and said, we need to make the carpet in here purple.
That's great. Our guest today is Lieutenant General Gary North of the 9th Air Force and U.S. Air Forces Central, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. General, take us through your career. Tell our listeners how you went from graduating from East Carolina to becoming a Lieutenant General in the United States Air Force.
Well, that's a long story, but I would say, number one, it's been 32 years since being graduating and commissioning, and in those 32 years across the world, my wife and I have had 17 what we call permanent change of assignments. So we've moved 17 times, seven overseas assignments, twice in Korea, twice in Japan, once in Germany. We even called an assignment to Hawaii, an overseas assignment. That was a great deal. And three remote assignments. Those are assignments separated from your family for a year. And combat tour in Desert Storm, and certainly combat now in the Middle East and Iraq and Afghanistan. I credit where I am today to great men and women in the Air Force who I've worked for, and those that have worked under me, and they do a fabulous job, and as you know, our military all over the world, the men and women are just absolutely incredible, and it's been a privilege and honor to serve this whole time, and I consider myself one of the luckiest people in the world because of where I've been and the things that I've gotten to do for our military and our nation.
That's amazing. Talk a little bit about, you know, when you think of the business world and how hard it is to go from an entry-level position and move your way up within a company or from company to company, talk about some of the biggest challenges that you faced as you rose in rank throughout the Air Force, and how did you overcome them?
Well, I think it's a very large organization, and we've gotten smaller in my time, obviously, and technology has changed dramatically, and so like any large corporation, of course, the professional part of this is that the difference between a corporation for profit and the U.S. military is that, you know, we defend America's interests throughout the world. And so from when I came in 76 to what we're facing right now, the Cold War is over. You know, the size of the military has come down. The technology has increased dramatically. But the constant challenge that we all have is being prepared not only for the fights that we're currently fighting in those nations who may want to be counter to our American way of life and what we want to do. We in the military need to be prepared for that. And so the challenge that we have as senior leaders is fighting the fight we're in today, protecting America's interest both here at home and abroad, and then being prepared for whatever is out there in the future.
What have been some of your greatest triumphs, either in your professional or personal life? And I use the word triumph delicately because I know the business that you're in is not always one where there's happy endings for everybody involved. And so excuse that word, but and can you talk a little bit about some of the successes that you've experienced?
Sure. I think you know, personally, at the individual level, probably getting shot at and missed ranks kind of high on my list. but I think in the middle level, you know, the entry level in our military, particularly in our Air Force, is the squadron commander level, to where, you know, you have about 340 people or so that work for you. In this case, I was an F-16 squadron commander, so 24 airplanes, and taking those men and women to war and then bringing them all home. That, to me, is at the at the very basic level of an organization is taking a unit level of action and being able to prepare, train, deploy, commit combat operations, and then bring them all back home is certainly probably one of the things that I will look back in the out years and go, we did that one right. As you go up the higher levels of command chain, up to where I'm blessed to be able to sit in the positions now, is working in the joint environment with the men and women from all the other services of our nation, and then the coalition that's fighting the fights today, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's quite an interesting and pleasant environment to work with the professionals around the world who see things the way that we see them, and we see a common focus, a common enemy, and then a common desire to have the freedoms and success in the way of life that we'd like to continue in the future. So that's pretty grandiose, but that is what we look at every day, is how can we make America safe? And the triumph is realizing that we're doing that every day, and we do that with great young men and women around the world.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with 2008 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient, General Gary North. Now, as commander of the 9th Air Force and U.S. Air Force's Central, based at Shaw Air Force Base, you command 5 wings in the eastern United States and 3 direct reporting units with more than 350 aircraft and 24,000 active duty and civilian personnel. I understand also that you're responsible for deploying contingency plans and conducting air operations in a 27-nation area of responsibility covering Central and Southwest Asia, the Horn of Africa. That's unbelievable. It's almost mind-boggling to read that here. It sounds like an unfathomable responsibility that you have. Can you put it in layman's terms for us who may not be familiar with Air Force operations, exactly the enormity of this position?
Sure. Well, it is a big job, and certainly those who knew me back when I was just an 18-year-old college student would probably shake their head and say, is this the guy in charge of all of that? But what it really is, in 9th Air Force, there are actually 6 wings now on the East Coast, and it's the fighter wings that are 22s at Langley Air Force Base, the F-15s at Seymour Johnson, which is very close to Goldsboro and certainly Greenville, and then Shaw Air Force Base, Moody Air Force Base in Georgia, and Eglin Air Force Base down in Florida. Those are the home wings that work under 9th Air Force. In the Middle East, what we all know is the desert, or the AOR, Area of Responsibility. As the absent commander, the air component for U.S. CENTCOM, we orchestrate the air war with 6 wings and 27,000 people that stretch throughout Iraq, Afghanistan, and certainly some of the wings are in outlying countries that support the coalition. What that really means is at home we're organized, training and equipment, sending men and women and equipment, airplanes and people to the war. And then certainly in the Middle East, the day-to-day execution of the air war, and that's the intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance airplanes that fly 7 intel, the airlift that move everybody, tankers that provide gas and other airplanes. And then the aviation, airdrop, and then our fighters and bombers that do close precision strike, close air support that are integrated into the fight every day with our coalition ground forces. So it truly is the day-to-day evolution of combat operations. And not only is the U.S. Air Force and Air Forces Central, but we orchestrate the collective coalition of about 10 different countries that contribute airmen to the fight. So in short, it's not dull. It keeps us very busy.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. Speaking from your current position and more from a military standpoint, what do you feel is the greatest challenge facing the United States right now?
Well, the United States as a nation, from a military a man's point of view, I would say our greatest responsibility is to continue providing the leadership that only the United States can provide in the world. And, of course, there are both in our domain, which I can speak to as a military man, in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, the fight has got to be won with the Iraqi people and the Afghan people standing up and taking control, and they're doing that, and they're succeeding. It's going to take time. We as a nation just need to have the grit, the determination, the dedication to understand that only the United States, with some very strong coalition partner members welded together, will be able to defeat and repress the malaligned extremists that are trying to change our collective way of life, and we can't allow that to happen. And so that I think is our biggest challenge, is to stay with it, and we have to.
And so I guess that leads to my next question, which is more of a report card kind of question. You know, we're right here in the middle of election season, and politicians, one politician will tell you we're winning the war, the other one will tell you that we've lost the war. You're right there, you're on the front lines. From a military perspective, how are we really doing in the war to stop terrorism, and in particular in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, I will tell you from my perspective, and I'm a little close to it, you know, we see the fight every day. We see the fight every night. It's a 24/7 fight, and people are engaged at it, and we're making huge progress. I mean, if you look in we, the coalition, but certainly the Iraqi people and then the Afghan people, and you look at that progress in Iraq, and it's what you never see on the news. It's hospitals opening. It's electricity. It's oil flowing. It's kids in school. It's, you know, it's Iraqi army taking over. It's Iraqi police taking over, and you know, they are now in front in 11 of 18 provinces, and we're behind them. And, you know, it's making progress, but it's slow, it's deliberate, and we've just got to continue on. So I will tell you, the men and women in our military, I know they've got the great support of our nation. They deserve it. They need to continue to be patted on the back, because they're in this fight, many of them. Have been in it for years and years and years, and it's our sons and daughters, you know, our husbands and wives that are fighting, and you know, it's proud to be a part of that team.
Let me switch gears a little bit on you here, General. The East Carolina Alumni Association has named you one of the 2008 Outstanding Alumni Award recipients. Talk about what that kind of recognition means coming from your alma mater.
Well, I will tell you, it's absolutely humbling to have been named, because one, when I left, you know, and I've traveled all over the world, I don't get very much time to get back to see the school. I've been back a couple times, you know, throughout, came back once after Desert Storm in 1991, and you know, it's very interesting. Troy Pate, who I'm sure you know very, very well, is very big down in the Goldsboro area and in the relationship with our military. And I get to see him quite a bit, and he invited me back and my family back to a football game right after Desert Storm, and that was the first time that I'd been back since graduating in 76, and I feel bad about that, but, you know, the military sends us all over the place. So for the university to look out and highlight a military person as an outstanding alumni, is an honor, not only for me individually, and you know, a privilege, and it's very humbling, but it's certainly, I think I represent all the men and women in ROTC who have come through the school, and you know, they got a great academic background in school, and they take you know, the pirate fever, if you will, throughout our Air Force and throughout our military. So I'm very proud of this and honored that I would even be considered as an alumni, outstanding alumni.
You know, as I listen to you talk, General, we often talk about our motto here at East Carolina, which is servire, which means it's Latin to serve. And we have positioned ourselves now as the leadership university here in the state of North Carolina. And as I listen to you talk, I get the feeling that that has been part of this institution now for over 102 years, that the feeling and the spirit of service that you have, and obviously the position that you're in and the amount of responsibility and the leadership that you provide, has really born out of it. It's almost quintessential what it means to be an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I will tell you that I think that's embedded when you come out, and certainly over the years the school has incorporated that, and as the school has grown and the statue of the school has flourished, you see graduates serving everywhere, both civilian, military, academics, big business, and it's quite incredible the reach that the Pirates have, and I'm just proud to be a Pirate along with all those other alumni out there that are making things better all over the world, really.
Our guest today has been General Gary North, commander of the 9th Air Force and U.S. Air Forces Central and the 2008 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient. I'd like to thank you for talking with us today, General, and for letting us pass your amazing story on to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, "Yes, I am a pirate," that brings notoriety to our university. And you live our motto of suire every day, and for that we are truly grateful.
Well, thanks very much. It's an honor, and I look forward to getting back to the campus and seeing everyone.
Great. Well, keep living the Pirate's life, and stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today!
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into the program. Thank you so much to Lieutenant General Gary North for allowing us to pass his story on to the Pirate Nation, and even more than that, for his service to our country and protecting the freedom that we all enjoy. What a great testimonial, and what a great story. And just thanks again to Lieutenant General Gary North. Well, now's the time of the show where we ask the question, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But did you know the Alumni Association supports university's excellent faculty? The Alumni Association assumes the responsibility of recognizing and awarding outstanding and deserving faculty. Each year, the association recognizes 3 East Carolina faculty members for their dedication, commitment, and arduous work. The Alumni Association also supports the programs and communications of the Retired Faculty Association. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today. Call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today. Don't forget, Pirate Radio has all your ECU football coverage today, all day, every ECU game day. The Budweiser pregame tailgate begins at 3 p.m. for 4 hours of pregame coverage, the best pregame show in all the land. When the fourth quarter ends, the fifth quarter begins with the Thad's fifth quarter call-in show. Get all your game day coverage right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. And be sure to tune in next Saturday, November 29th, when our guests will be Mark Moore, musician, Jan and Dean historian, and member of the North Carolina Civil War Sesquicentennial Committee, right here on Pirate Radio. Thanks to our producer, Shirley Rhodes, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold. Go Pirates!